when God begin to shine on you, because there's nothing like another reflection. If I'm a reflection of the holiness of God, then there are some things I can declare and speak by myself. I can declare the holiness of God. I can declare that the sanctity of God is in my home. I can declare that my husband and my wife, they're getting right in God. I can declare that my children are going to grow up straight and right by the word of God. I can declare because I'm becoming a reflection of who God is. And if I'm a reflection of who he is, then I ought to be able to speak some things that he's spoken. I ought to be able to declare some things he's declared. I ought to begin to walk in some things he walked in and do some things he did.
There is no greater for a friend.
There is no greater love.
No greater love. I come to tell you that in the times we're facing right now, we need a fresh revelation of who God is and what he's able to do. That's why we come to church. That's why we come to hear the word of God, because many times through the words of God, you get a fresh revelation. If I'm teaching correctly, today you should be getting a fresh revelation of a contemporary God who is able to do exceedingly and more abundantly what you may ask or think. A reflection of who God is. The Christian life is a process of becoming more and more Christ-like. See, I got a problem when we say we know God and there's no change. There's a problem within us if we say we know God and the things that have locked us down for so long, we can't give them to God and be released. We sing a song, Breaking the Chains. When God shows up in our life, whatever got us bound, God calls you the chain breaker, because he is the resurrected God. Nothing can hold him. And if we know God and we're becoming a reflection of who God is, nothing should be hold. Alcohol shouldn't hold you. Drugs shouldn't hold you. The girl down the street or the boy next door shouldn't hold you. Nothing ought to mess you around. You ought to be able to break it. Because of the reflection that you are operating now with. I'm not the same yesterday. I don't look the same. I don't walk the same. I don't act the same. I am a reflection of who God is calling me to be. Everybody ain't gonna like you when you start to walk and look like your daddy. Talk like your daddy. Everybody ain't gonna come to around you and embrace you when you start acting like who God has called you to be. Somebody, if you had a mirror, you ought to pull it out. If you got your phones, you can pull out and look at yourself and say, oh yeah, I'm looking like him. I can see it. Reflection of who God is. Go ahead and tell one of your neighbors, say, yeah, I'm a reflection. Don't hate now. I'm a reflection. To purify means to keep morally straight, free from the corruption of sin. God does purify us also according to scripture. But there is action we must take to remain morally fit. It's all right to say, Lord, come into my heart. And when he shows up, The things that have bound you up, you don't want to let go. Anything that got more of a hold on you than God becomes your God. Then you become a reflection of that. Not the reflection of who God wants you to be. That's why we have to turn it around. That's why when we get up and you go and you look in that mirror first thing in the morning, you ought to see something different. When you look at one another, you ought to see something different. I shouldn't be hearing about all the Christians still at the nightclub. What's that place on 23rd? The Grenadier Club. That's for them old folks. I don't know where the young folks hang out, but I'm sure somebody can tell me. There should be something different in our lives. There should be something different in how I conduct myself. People used to say, you can tell a Christian by the way they look. But something has gone wrong with the reflection. You can't tell the Christian from the... You're still trying and I'm still trying to figure it out. There was a time that the Word of God said, if you're going to be a reflection of Him, bring Him your best. Your best in everything. Let me help somebody. Your best in your dress. Your best in your conversation. Your best in your giving. Your best in your relationships. Bring God your best. And when God gets your best, He'll give you His best. When God begins to shine on you, because there's nothing like another reflection. If I'm a reflection of the holiness of God, then there are some things I can declare and speak by myself. I can declare the holiness of God. I can declare that the sanctity of God is in my home. I can declare that my husband and my wife, they're getting right in God. I can declare that my children are going to grow up straight and right by the Word of God. I can declare because I'm becoming a reflection of who God is. And if I'm a reflection of who He is, then I ought to be able to speak some things that He's spoken. I ought to be able to declare some things He's declared. I ought to begin to walk in some things He walked in and do some things He did. I'm a reflection. You're a reflection. At this stage, but God ain't through with you yet. God's not through with us yet. There's another day coming that we gotta shine. And if we stumble in our walk, jump up, dust yourself off, seek His forgiveness, and keep on stepping. Because God wants us to be the best that we can be for Him and for yourself. Don't let anybody fool you. Don't let anybody distract you or turn you away or around. Know who you are. It doesn't matter how much trouble or hell roll up in your life. Know who you are. It doesn't matter how the devil come. Know who you are. It doesn't matter how he attack. You still tell him, I am a reflection of my Lord. I'm not where I'm going to be, but I'm sure not where I was. I'm working it out. So I got to keep on working it out so the purity of God will shine on and in our life. You got to keep working it out so the Spirit of God can hit you. And let me share this. Isn't it? Oh, Holy Ghost. Don't you be so in your own mind that you know everything and God and the preacher and those around you can't tell you nothing. That's a trick of the devil. That's how he gets in, and that's how he distracts, and that's how he pulls and tears and rips. I'm a reflection. You are a reflection of your Savior. That's why God declares that his people pull together. His people know who they are. You become a strong force when you lock hands. When you lock hands. Somebody take this hand, Trina. When you lock hands, that means if it's three of us, four of us, five of us, the enemy can't pull me off because I got somebody still leaning and praying for me. And while I'm praying, they praying. While he's pulling, we pulling. And I guarantee if the power of God, the reflection of God is operating in our life, our pull is greater than his pull. Our strength is mightier than his strength. Because you're operating in the strength of God. You're operating in the power of God. You're operating in the anointing of God. Tell somebody I'm still working it. Sometimes you don't feel like a child of God. Sometimes you don't feel like you're operating in the wheel and the process of God. Sometimes you may not feel like you see the structure or the image of God upon your life. But I come to tell you something. I don't care how the devil try to overshadow or try to blind you. There is a Spirit of God in your life. There is a reflection. If you're doing anything that you are for God that you are no longer doing in the world, then there's a reflection operating in your life. It may be just a glimmer, but there's some kind of reflection. There's a reflection. Gregory, come here. There's got to be a glimmer of something. There's a glimmer. There's a glimmer of a reflection operating. So when I walk, you can take your hand out your pocket. When I walk, you walk. When I stop, you stop. When I turn around and look, you turn around and look. There's a glimmer of a reflection. It might not be identical, but there's a glimmer. And because I got a glimmer of God's reflection operating in my life, that means when he tell me to walk, I can walk. Where he tell me to go, I can go. When he said speak, I can speak. When he said declare it, I can declare it. Why? Because I'm a reflection. You are a reflection of who he is. Oh, and knowing who we know, somebody ought to walk in their house and wave their hand and start laying hands on everything in the house and say, in the name of Jesus, everything that's not like my God, everything that's not operating in his reflection, it's got to go. Oh, y'all not hearing me. See, sometimes you got to get bold enough to know who God is in your life. Somebody need to get to the job early one morning and begin to walk in and touch everything in there and drive every devil that's in there out of there and sit down and cross your legs, get you a cup of tea or get you a cup of coffee, get you an orange juice and say, God, I got it like that. Because of who you are in my life. There's a reflection of who God is operating in each of us. And just because you may have a little more of the reflection than I do, Amen. Don't stand too proud. But keep on praying that you'll make the next mile. Keep on praying that our brothers and our sisters will grow into what God is calling them to be, as well as yourself. Because I come to tell somebody, you ain't made it yet. But when he returns, you'll see him as he is. And when you see him as he is, you can look at yourself and you can see yourself as you are. For we are to declare that I am a child of God. And what comes with that is that we say it mostly every Sunday. I have to live by his principles. You can't live by somebody else's principles. You can't live by your own. You got to live by his. And if he's God in you, then you can walk him out. You can live him out. A reflection of God will allow you to love the same folks that didn't love you. It'll allow you to love and forgive the same folks that did you wrong. It'll allow you to forgive those that have caused you pain. God will give you victory over pain, over hatred. He'll give you victory over the things that the enemy has tried to plot against you. So tell yourself, say, I am a reflection of my God. See, we got to believe who we are. Because if I'm a reflection, then that means somebody ought to see him in us, in me, in you. If I'm a reflection, somebody say, you don't look like yourself. Wouldn't it be great to get up in the morning and while you're doing what you do, somebody look at you and say, you look different. You don't look the same. And that ought to give you enough time to throw your hands or fold them up or put them on your hip and say, no, because I'm carrying the reflection of Jesus. I'm being, I'm more, I'm trying, I'm coming into what he wants me to be. It's nothing, it's not a brag, it's the truth. With him, all things are possible. Within you, you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. In him. In him. God, keep on making us what we are going to be. In the name of Jesus. This is why we have to know God. Not know of him, but know him. How do you know God? You learn of him. That's why it's so important that we take on what God has told us to take on. Be what God has called us to be. Do what God has told us to do, that we can grow in him, that we can become one like him. In the name of Jesus. Would y'all stand with me, please? This is a time of reflection. A reflection of knowing who God is in our life. A reflection of knowing if he's in our life. A reflection to believe that God loves me so that he'll come just for me. A reflection to realize that if I don't have him in my life, I need him in my life. If you've gone through struggles and trials and temptations and hurts and pains, and you don't know the Lord, that means that you are struggling and still struggling. And will be struggling. But God will give you answers and ways how to come out of the struggle. I'm not saying you're going to be all of a sudden miraculously free. But you'll be able to carry what you carried until God teaches you how to deliver from it. God will give you stronger legs and a stronger mind and a stronger heart that when you stand up, even under the weight of it, you'll be able to stand strong. You won't fall like you used to. You won't quit like you used to. But God. That's why it's so important that we know God for ourselves. That's why it's so important that we know that when I learn of my God, the more I learn, the more I become like him. The more I develop, the more I become like him. The more I grow, the older I get, the more I begin to look like him, act like him, talk like him. When I was a baby, I did the things that a baby did. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And I took God on my life that I could be the husband, the father, the grandfather, the uncle, the pastor that God would call me out to be. That's why we have to trust God. God is calling today that if you don't know him and the pardons of your sins, if you don't know God and God has touched your heart, he's calling you today, come to him. It doesn't matter who you standing by, it doesn't matter who you were sitting by, just say, excuse me, I'm on a mission, and that mission is to know Jesus Christ. That mission is to come one, to become one with him. That mission is to start my day of reflection. The day that I begin to look like him. So I ask that if you are the one, if you would come, trust him today. For the Bible declares in Revelation 3:20 that he's standing at the door knocking. And if you would open your hearts, he'll come into you.
Nobody great.
He'll spend time with you.
Nobody great.
But you have to trust him. It doesn't matter if you're young or if you're older. Today is your day.
Nobody great.
Somebody hear me say, well, Pastor, I'm really confused because I'm still...
I'm
still the same old person.